Now an obituary, July 26, 1946 to March 31st, 2008. Aloha Airlines, rest in peace.
The Hawaii-based air carrier ended passenger flights yesterday. Aloha flew between 5 Hawaiian cities and 6 airports on the continental U.S. It declared bankruptcy 2 weeks ago.
The company simply ran out of money after being squeezed between rising fuel costs and a price war with an upstart competitor, Go Airlines.
Some Aloha employees say the company didn't try hard enough to find a buyer or a new line of financing. Aloha's president, David Banmiller, rejects that accusation.
Any misconception that we weren't out there turning over every rock, talking to state and federal officials and investors and airlines is simply in error.
Nearly 2,000 Aloha employees are expected to lose their jobs.
And even if you didn't fly Aloha, you will remember this particular flight between Hilo and Honolulu 20 years ago. It was flight 243. It suffered major damage after an explosive decompression blew a hole in the roof of the plane above the first class passenger cabin, and a whole section of the roof of the plane just peeled back and fell away.
Okay, I understand you're going to need an ambulance. Is that correct?
The pilots called air traffic controllers at Honolulu, and against all odds, they were able to land the crippled plane with a loss of only one life.